This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. Summer marks the end of the school year and the beginning of internship season. Students, of course, are looking to collect as many resume bullet points as possible. So instead of working on summer tans, they are working in offices, which is better for them anyway. For some tips on how to make the most of an internship, we have invited the self-proclaimed intern queen to our studios here in LA. Her name is Lauren Berger, and she has a new book out called All Work, No Pay. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
So what qualifies you to be the intern queen? I do see a crown on your head.
I do have my crown necklace today. But when I was in college, I had 15 internships, which was sort of absurd. But I had these 15 opportunities. It was not planned. It was something that happened. And with each opportunity, I learned more and more about myself, what I wanted to do with my future. And I definitely learned how to excel in an internship.
How does one manage 15 internships in 4 years of college?
I would double and triple them up over the summers. I was going to school in Florida. I'm from Florida. And over the summers, I would go to New York. I would come to Los Angeles and I would intern and I'd be offered one internship. It would be unpaid because it was in the communications media field. Uh-huh. And they would say they needed me for 12 to 15 hours per week. And I would think, well, if I'm going to be in Los Angeles for the entire summer, I better put some more things on my schedule.
I think we're hearing a lot more about internships now because of the economy and the lack of jobs. So people say, well, I might as well go get, you know, some experience in an internship. Does that mean that it's more competitive out there right now just for unpaid internships?
I think it's definitely very competitive for both paid and unpaid internships, and probably the most competitive we've ever seen. And that's because of a few things. But I think around 2008, a lot of people were let go. A lot of interns were brought in to fill those positions, whether that was ethical or unethical. I think it sort of depends on the business and how they structured it. But we really saw internship opportunities increase. And I think another reason is just because there was so much emphasis put on getting a job after college for these students. And to be the most prepared job candidate you can possibly be, you better have those internships on your resume. Not 15 internships.
Maybe not.
That's a little crazy. But I do suggest that students have at least two internships under their belt before they graduate.
Talk to us about what makes a really good internship for you, the intern. I mean, having gone through so many, you must have had some great ones and maybe some not so great ones. So for the employers out there who are looking at this, what's a really good experience?
When you ask this question, there's two things that come to mind. One is structure and the other is programming. Mm. I look for internships that have a lot of structure to them. Do the employers know what the interns are doing? Have the employers had that meeting among all their employees where they say, okay, this is the list of approved intern tasks and this is the list of unapproved intern tasks? When I say programming, I mean, what kind of cool events is the company coming up with for the students? For example, I interned at Fox, and one of the great things they would do is they would have these intern lunches once a week where interns would get to meet with one of the executives from the network, and that network would give a talk about how they got started, would give advice, would give one-on-one individual advice. So as a company, you don't realize sometimes that something as easy as having an executive meet with a group of interns, that can really be a life-changing, pivotal moment for these students. I think that one of the best things a company can do for their interns is bring them into meetings. Just having a student sit in the background quietly, take notes, and observe is a powerful lesson. And it's something that the students don't do in the classroom.
Well, let's get to the role of the intern, him or herself, working for a company, perhaps for free, perhaps for a little bit of pay. What do you think their responsibility is to the company?
In my opinion, the intern's responsibility is to go in there every single day, dressed sharply, volunteering for everything, great attitude, cell phones tucked away, not on Facebook when they have downtime, and they need to ask themselves every single day, how can I make the most of this opportunity? Uh-huh. And if they're consistently doing that, not just the first day, a lot of students get caught up in that first impression. They're always told it's the first impression. At the internship, it's the lasting impression.
Lauren Berger is the intern queen. I do love the crown that you have around your neck.
Thank you. That's wonderful.
Her book is All Work, No Pay, Finding an Internship, Building Your Resume, Making Connections, and Gaining Job Experience. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you Tess?
Yes.
Hi.
Hathaway?
I'm Kira.
I'm Hathaway.
Oh, hi. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I'm your new intern.
I'm Kira.
Hello. Very nice to meet you.
Want to come this way, I guess?
Okay. It has been exactly 25 years since my first internship. So while we're on the subject, why not try another one? And why not do it in Hollywood at one of the coolest shows on television, The Soup, with my new boss, supervising producer Hathaway Loftus.
Ed, this is Tess, our
Hi.
Intern.
Hello. Very nice to meet you.
This is our big intern for the day.
Yes. So Edward is our executive producer.
Man. All right. Well, just let me know if you need some coffee.
Yeah, I'm not like that, trust me.
But this is Matt Carney, and he actually helps out a lot with the interns and making sure they're doing their jobs.
And I was once an intern.
He was. He started as an intern and is now a producer.
In fact, four of the show's 14 staff members started as interns. That, of course, is one of the reasons to intern. It might land you a job. In fact, my first of four was at Oregon Public Broadcasting after my freshman year at college. They actually put me on the air. And when I graduated 3 years later, they hired me. So, full disclosure, I believe in internships. We'll find out later whether I get hired at The Soup.
One of the biggest jobs of being an intern here is watching television, hours and hours and hours of really bad television.
That sounds very taxing.
It is. I mean, you can only watch so many hours of the Today Show and The View before you want to throw up. But the point is we give you guys those shows so that you can find stuff and we don't have to watch them anymore.
The Soup for the Uninitiated is a clip show of absurd and outrageous videos from across the TV spectrum. So I and two other interns spent the rest of the morning watching really, really bad TV.
Single moms move in.
Her son started beating up my son.
And things go up in smoke.
Is that reggae music and the calmness thereof accompanied by weed smoke?
Next, Judge Mathis.
Okay, I'm just going to go through maybe a couple things, see if I can find anything for you.
Yeah.
And then for the pitch meeting, you have to be able to make a case for your clip?
You pitch it. You tell the group why you thought it was funny. So if you want to...
Okay.
Step in.
I will start watching.
It was Anthony Trolley's first day as an intern, too. He's 19, goes to the University of Laverne.
I've only started watching one show, and I'm a little bit into it. And
what show is it?
I'm watching When Vacations Attack.
Fortunately, his pals all stepped out of the way, so the tree was able to stop him.
It's a bit horrifying, some of the stuff, but it is entertaining.
So have you found any clips yet?
Yeah, I've found one clip.
That you're going to pitch?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I'm going to pitch it yet.
What are you hoping to get out of this?
I'm going to be a writer, so hopefully be consistent enough to where I'm taken seriously and someday get a job, at least get glowing recommendations.
What are you watching?
I am watching Mysteries at the Museum.
Eliana Levinson started her internship at The Soup 3 weeks ago. She's 20 and goes to Barnard College.
It's all about artifacts that you might find at a museum.
Is it hilarious?
It is over-dramatized, which makes it funny when you're watching the whole show.
Wagons that once rode the Oregon Trail, steam-powered locomotives, and a cannon that predates the Civil War are just a few of the artifacts housed in the Kansas Museum of History in Topeka, Kansas.
But clip by clip, it's not, always the funniest. But you get a great history lesson.
What are you hoping this internship does for you?
Well, I actually also want to be a writer. So I'm hoping to get a feel for the way that a big company runs. You know, be able to use it as like a springboard of not only knowledge, but contacts that when I graduate in 2 years, I'll be able to say, hey, remember me? I interned for you. Hire me, please, so that I don't live on the streets or back home.
Hey, Anthony, will you bring one of those chairs from the Avid over here?
Intern duty.
That's right.
Both Levinson and Trolley said their parents are supporting them while they work for corporate America free of charge. Internships at The Soup are, like many if not most other internships, unpaid. And that aspect of the intern world sparks debate pretty much every year around this time. But a study 2 years ago by the National Association of Colleges and Employers showed that new college grads who did internships were more likely to get job offers than those who didn't.
Okay, I have chairs. Where did they go?
Too late now.
Oh, no. Did I screw up already?
Yes, part of my job as the soup intern was to set up chairs for the pitch meeting.
This week we have, we're shooting two shows on Wednesday, the first of which will be our regular episode, the second of which will be Lee and Kelly's special, which will be Soup 925,
yes,
numbered-wise, right? Yes.
Executive producers K.P. Anderson and Edward Boyd, along with the rest of the staff, gathered around a long conference table to watch what was supposed to be the very best of the day's viewing, including a local TV news clip where one anchor is clearly not listening to the other.
Listen, it's Kristen and John Paul Durant's 11th anniversary.
Happy birthday.
That one did make the final cut, as did clips from my two fellow interns. But me?
When vacations attack, no. Lion's Den, yeah, the last one. And then none of the other ones. You failed us, no. NPR. Yeah.
Give me a couple of days.
You will not get college credit for this rating.
Good thing that first internship 25 years ago turned out a little better.